Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning comes from our gospel lesson from Luke chapter 21, specifically verse 27, where Luke writes, "And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory." This is our text. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, our living Lord and Savior, very often deciding whether something is good or bad is a matter of your perspective or your point of view. Right now in our history, in our government administration, you've got these impeachment hearings that are going on, and it depends on what side of the aisle you sit on as to how you think about that situation and the person sitting in that office. But it doesn't necessarily have to be just big, huge news situations either. What is good or what is bad can depend on some regular things that we deal with every day in life. The kind of car that you drive, where you live, what season of the year is your favorite? Do you like it nice and warm and hot and humid? Or do you like to bundle up a bit in the cold and sit in front of the fireplace? Some people like this whole fall back thing because they like to take an extra hour of sleep that one day of the year, and other people dislike the idea that it's dark by 4:30 in the afternoon. So it's a whole matter of your perspective, your point of view. And so in our gospel lesson for today, we are in the very last week of Jesus' life. In fact, we are probably within 2 or 3 days before he is arrested and tried and crucified. And Jesus knows that all of this is going to take place, so he is trying to get in all the teaching that he can. And one of the things that he is really trying to warn the disciples about is the destruction of Jerusalem and the end of the world, because those two teachings basically go hand in hand. And so Jesus warns us that there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring seas and the waves. Reality, if you look at what's been going on in the world today, and back in history, we have already seen all the signs of the end of the world already happen. When you look at the eclipses of the sun and the moon, when you look at the pollution of all of our oceans and lakes and rivers, when you figure out the fires in California and the earthquakes that have taken place, I mean, those people have lost their homes in any disaster. It has been a devastating event for them. But when you think about those who have faith, who are looking forward to the end of the world and a chance to go home to heaven, maybe it's not so bad after all. And so you see, it's just a matter of your perspective, your point of view. The key verse in our text for today is that verse that I read a moment ago for you from Luke chapter 21, verse 27, where Luke writes, "And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory." And depending on your perspective, that can be a great thing, or that can be a terrible thing. Now, obviously, for us Christians, the end of the world is a good thing. Our Lord Jesus Christ is going to come in the clouds and take us home to be with him in heaven. And for us, that's going to be a great moment to see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ face to face, to know that death will no longer be a problem for us. Revelation tells us that there will be, after that point, no more mourning, no more crying, no pain anymore. Can you imagine not being in pain anymore? Oh my gosh. There will be perfect harmony between us and God and between us and one another. Perfect harmony between us all. No more murder, no more violence. Just peace and security. We'll be able to sit down with God and ask him all of those questions that have been running around in our heads at 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, we will see God's angels and we're not going to be afraid. You look in the Bible, and every single time an angel appears to a person, the first words out of their mouth are, "Don't be afraid." Well, that's not going to happen up in heaven because we're not going to be afraid of the angels up there. So from our perspective as a Christian, the return of Jesus Christ is going to be a totally joyful experience because we are going to be home with our God, our Creator, our Redeemer. But imagine for a moment that you don't believe in God. You're an agnostic. You're an unbeliever. You've rejected Christianity all of your life. Oh, to be sure, you've heard about God. Maybe you've read a little bit about the Bible. You've heard about those miracles that Jesus supposedly performed, but you just don't believe in them. Yeah, Jesus was this great teacher. He was this good man. Oh, yeah, he was a good guy. But he lived so long ago. He lived a long, long time ago. So how are you going to feel when you see Jesus coming in a cloud with all of that power and great glory? Well, Luke gives us a clue. He says, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on this world. For someone who doesn't believe in Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that last day is really going to be a come to Jesus meeting time of day. They are going to look up and see Jesus coming in the sky, and they are going to be so afraid. The realization that they are headed straight to hell is going to cause them all kinds of fear. So yeah, it's like I said, the difference depends on your perspective, on your point of view. For non-Christians, the end is going to be a totally awful day, filled with weeping and gnashing of teeth. But for Christians, it's going to be one of the greatest days ever, knowing that we are never going to have a bad day again. That every day is going to be a perfect day, knowing that we are going to be with God forever. It's going to be a glorious day. But knowing all of this, what do we do now? What do we do in the meantime? Well, Jesus covers that in our text for today, too. He tells us to straighten up and raise your heads. Stay awake at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that are going to take place. There is a reason why Jesus says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. And so basically, as we wait for the end, we are to stay awake. To stay awake and be alert. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to be awake 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, that's just impossible. We're going to die if we don't get sleep. But what it does mean is that we need to be very, very aware of what's going around us. We need to be very, very aware of the people who are around us. We need to be totally aware of what we are doing. So straighten up and raise your heads. Sounds like something my parents would have told me when I was a kid. Straighten up. Be in prayer and be in God's word. That's why Jesus says that his words will never pass away. Because there's strength in his words. There's power in his words. Jesus used his word and only his word to create this whole entire universe that we live in. Jesus used his word and only his word to bring you to faith. And he uses his word to keep you in the one true faith. So his words will also work on those who have a different perspective than us, on those who don't have faith. And be clear about this. It's not our job to convert people, but it is our job to share the message of forgiveness in Jesus Christ. Because that message has power. It is the word, it is the message that created this world. It's the word and it's the message that has changed our hearts. And it's the word and it's the message that can change the hearts of other people who don't believe in Jesus. To get them to see the light and the love of God. So to be sure, people have different perspectives on every topic under the sun. And there are no more volatile topics than that of politics and religion. But know that nothing is more eternally important than somebody's perspective on religion and our Heavenly Father. Some people wonder why Jesus hasn't returned yet. Well, one of his closest disciples answers that question in 2 Peter, where we read, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance." You see, Jesus' biggest wish in the whole wide world is that every single person on this whole wide world would come to repentance and come to faith in him as his Lord and Savior. And that's why he hasn't come yet, because he's giving his word time to work, which is why he continues to use us to share his word with those around us. And there is no better time than the time of Advent and the time of Christmas to share God's word with the people around us who may not believe in him. If you remember nothing else, remember Jesus' words. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. In Jesus' name, amen.